So let's try to get to a couple of your cases. We haven't talked about basal cell for a while, so you want to tell me about your 72-year-old man?
Yeah, I mean, I occasionally will treat patients with basal cell. So this was a guy treated some time ago who was treated with the hedgehog inhibitor vismodegib. And the problem is we see a lot of patients who have facial basal cells that often are ignored, and they end up needing to have disfiguring plastic surgery. They get radiation, it returns, and then you have to operate in a radiated field. So the nice thing about that and the newer hedgehog inhibitors is you can often do neoadjuvant therapy with the hedgehog inhibitors, shrink the tumor, and have a much better therapy. So I think that this was the classic case, but this was a guy who is an alcoholic. He was not taking care of himself. He let this thing get very large. He had a very good partial shrinkage of his tumor, but had the typical side effects, the asthenia, the poor appetite, fatigue, muscle aches, elected to go off, and then he was able to have a decent surgery. So I think this is a typical story. And both with the hedgehog inhibitors and basal cell, this will be a common phenomenon. As you also have heard, there's a PD-1 inhibitor that has activity in squamous cancer. Actually, several of the PD-1 antibodies do, with 50% response rate in locally advanced or metastatic squamous cancer of the skin. So you'll see the same thing. Someone with a big, ugly squamous cancer that recurs on the face will get treated with PD-1 blockade, and then as a neoadjuvant treatment, and then you'll operate on them. And I think it'll be better. It's an expensive way to deal with tumors, many of which are ignored, but I think that the patients will clearly benefit and you'll have a much easier surgery. You won't have these unbelievable surgeries that the plastic surgeons show you at your conferences where they have these giant flaps and have to remove large portions of someone's face. I think it'll make the surgery much more palatable.
That's really cool, though. If you think about it, neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitor, like debulking people, that sounds really cool.